Just listening to Jeff Grimes just a little bit ago, he talked about Clark Barrington being named the offensive MVP for the for fall camp. I wanted to ask about Clark's growth after he was kind of thrown into everything last year. What have you seen from him as he's kind of grown and developed into his current role?
Well, this whole offseason has been, sans the whole quarantine. He's definitely made strides. He's put in all the work that he can. I can tell he's just put it in the film room on the field. And even during quarantine, you know, I can tell he was working during that entire time that everybody was apart. And then through fall camp, I see the dedication he has, you know, through watching film study, all the stuff on the field. I can see he was really gunning for that spot. And I can see, you know, him getting it. He definitely has earned it. I can see that, you know, last year being thrown in, that's a tough situation, but he's taken it, he's learned from it, and he's become better in the long run for it.
Okay, we'll take a question from John Kuhn, Sean Walker, and Mitch Harper.
Looking at Navy, that they're a triple option team, likes to control the ball on, you know, run. From your perspective on the other side, as with the BYU offense, What is important? What is crucial for you guys in order to make each possession count and kind of limit their ability to control the ball like that?
Number one, like you said, is sustaining drives. It's making sure that we have the ball and that we're making good of every single possession we have, and that means limiting mistakes. It's having confidence when we're on the field, knowing what they're going to throw at us, not being surprised by anything. And I understand surprise will come. They'll throw something new that we haven't seen on film. You know, they'll have their little flavor of the week, as we like to call it. That being said, it's making sure that we're not overly surprised. We know what scheme they're going to run. We know how they're going to play us. But it's also knowing that we have to, like last year, we have to be able to get in the end zone, but we have to be able to finish in the end zone and complete that and get those touchdowns, get points on the board. So that's number one for us, is making sure that we're going to have limited possessions. That's just how the game's going to work. And it's making sure every single possession counts.
Hey, Sean.
Tristan, looking at the offensive line, just the depth chart in general, I'm a little bit taken aback just by how few oars are on this offense and the line in particular. Is that just a function of you guys being really familiar with one another and kind of having chemistry, which I think, as you know, chemistry is a little bit important on the offensive line in general, but do you think that'll help you guys, just how familiar you are going into the season?
Yeah, definitely. I think the fact that the chemistry is really big on the offensive line. I mean, we're the one unit on, you know, the offense that has to work five in consecutive order. We have to work together. So chemistry is really big for us. Having little things like last year, if you have injuries and you're throwing people in, it kind of can disrupt things. You know, you don't really understand and acquiesce to people's play styles. So knowing that we have each other, those five front five, and that we're going to work that way together, that chemistry definitely is huge. And I think it helps, it bodes well for us on the field. And it also helps, you know, off the field as well. We've built that rapport with each other off the field. And I think that's why we have that chemistry on the field.
Tristan, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I was going to say Mitch and then Jason.
Okay. Tristan, since you arrived at BYU, it feels like the offense has each and every year made progress in certain areas. Where do you see, you know, from what you guys experienced in fall camp, where do you feel you guys can make the biggest jumps this year?
I say from last year's is definitely with O-line. It always starts up front. One thing, you know, definitely having limited injuries and having guys with experience from last year, that's one thing we have is depth at the O-line with experience. So that's one big, huge improvement that we've made. We've made sure to, you know, fix those mistakes we've had last year when it comes to as a unit. Next thing, you know, our skill positions have definitely worked this offseason, you know, limiting the mistakes that they've made. I think the offense as a whole has improved altogether this entire offseason and during fall camp. I can definitely see the changes from last season to this one and how those improvements have been implemented.
And maybe just follow up for you personally, what's been the maybe range of emotions that you've experienced amid this pandemic and, you know, maybe no football and then having a season? Just maybe describe everything that this offseason has entailed for you personally.
It's definitely been the most different offseason. I mean, you know, getting spring ball cut in half, especially when it's a spring ball when you're coming off of a large injury, season-ender injury. So that was a big thing, you know, going into spring ball saying, yep, I'm finally back in football, having it cut short was definitely kind of a kick in the teeth. But, you know, that being said, it was kind of a blessing in disguise, helped me heal even more, get all those little bumps and bruises right and be right for this season. I actually believe that quarantine, for the most part, for everybody on this team actually helped. It allowed us to, you know, kind of even though you like to be together as a team, it allows everybody to step back and focus inwardly, a little selfish time to focus on ourselves and improving ourselves as individuals first, whether it be technique, film study, and all that. And I think that's what has really helped us in this off season, especially with me, you know, being able to go home and, you know, train under my dad and things like that, and have some other outside help, being able to develop myself as a player. I think that's what has really helped. And like you said, there's also a range of emotions when it came to the first week of fall camp. We didn't know if we were having a schedule. We had like two or three games that were even guaranteed. Nobody knew what was going on, when we were going to be starting. So yeah, knowing that we have a schedule and that kind of thing, yeah, it was a roller coaster. But, you know, staying steadfast and knowing that we were going to have a schedule, that Tom was going to throw one for us, really helped. So yeah.
Hey, Jason.
Tristan, you've mentioned it, and it really has been a big topic of discussion. You talked about, you know, making sure when you get inside the 20 that you guys score, and how important that has been. What can you guys do as an offense? How do you make that change? Is it overall execution? Is it being more physical? What are the things that you can do to improve in that area specifically?
One of the things I really feel like we're, as a unit, offensively, we're very physical when it comes to those situations, but it also comes down to execution, which is number one. It's making sure that you have the ball, that you're running, that everybody, every single 11 person is running their job. So knowing that we have that execution when it comes to those parts, and it's, we have to realize nothing changes for us. Yes, this is where it becomes more important. These are critical conditions. It's not letting it get to us. It's not becoming, hey, we're inside the 20, we freak out. You know, it's getting into that point. It's laser focusing in and saying, hey, we're going to get these points. We're going to execute our job. And if we all do it, then we'll have success.
Okay, we'll take a question from Jared, and then Sean will be the final question.
Tristan, talk about getting ready for this opportunity. It's going to be a unique game next Monday, but it's a big game. Probably a lot of eyes watching you guys, and so it's an opportunity in that regard. But be different as far as the type of game it is. Just describe what your thoughts as you prepare for the atmosphere that'll be there and the opportunity that you guys have.
It's like anything. It's always a game. It's like we like to prepare as a nameless, faceless opponent, and to the point that it isn't. So for like the first point of fall camp, we focused on ourselves as an offense, getting better there. But, you know, now it's game time. You know, we're starting to get into those game planning things. It's definitely going to be weird. I mean, having no fans, it's going to be, for the most part, empty. It's going to be kind of feel like a scrimmage because we never have fans there. But that being said, it's still a game. We understand the importance of it. We know nothing really will change atmospheric-wise. I mean, at the end of the day, I usually block out all the fan noise anyway, because when I'm on the field, it's just me and my boys. So I think nothing will really change execution-wise or mentally when I get onto the field. So, I mean, it's definitely very exciting. It's a weird opportunity we all have, I mean, due to COVID. So it'll be really interesting to see how it turns out. But I mean, at the end of the day, I'm excited.
Hey, Sean.
Yeah, Tristan, this is a little bit of an awkward question. And I asked this with Kyrus, and it was maybe a little bit awkward on my part, but school starting for you guys, this is the first day of classes. And if I remember correctly, you're now a graduate student, eventually going to get that PhD, I've been told. But have you, outside of even like kind of the football thing, have you noticed just some kind of changes in campus and how students are approaching campus? I don't know if classes feel any different. Maybe do you have like a lot of online classes or is that just kind of part of the drill still at this point?
It's like always. It's always scheduling. You know, my schedule is always full. I have all online classes. Luckily, the MPA program is flexible that way. That being said, you know, riding on campus today, the main parking lot is pretty empty compared to how it usually would be during a regular school year. So it was actually really easy to find parking. So I can't complain about that. That being said, I mean, there's definitely a different dynamic. When it comes to campus, you can definitely see, you know, it's awkward seeing everybody with masks. You don't see faces. You can't see people smiling, or in this case, I guess they're not smiling with those masks on. But yeah, you can definitely feel there's a tangible difference in everything going on, but it doesn't disturb me much. It's at this point, it kind of gotten used to how the world is working right now. So just going along with it, no changes to my demeanor or anything like that.
Okay,